August 11th. Thermopylae, where the Spartans made themselves immortal. On this day, in 480 BC, the Battle of Thermopylae took place in ancient Greece. A narrow mountain pass, some 50 miles north of Athens. At this spot, a small force of 7,000 Greeks held back the huge invading Persian army of 150,000 men for two whole days. Helped by the nature of the land, the Greeks were doing well, and the Persians could make no headway until the traitor Ephialtes showed the Persians a secret way round the pass. Hearing that they had been betrayed and were being outflanked, the Spartan king Leonidas sent his main Greek force south to the safety of the Isthmus of Corinth and remained to fight a rearguard action with 300 Spartans and a few hundred others. All were eventually killed. The Spartans were buried together at Thermopylae, and the poet Simonides composed this epitaph, famous for its pathos and simplicity. O stranger, go tell the Spartans that here we lie, obedient to their commands. Today's poem is by C.P. Caffery. Honour to those who in the life they lead define and guard a Thermopylae, never betraying what is right, consistent and just in all they do, but showing pity also and compassion. Generous when they are rich, and when they are poor, still generous in small ways, still helping as much as they can, always speaking the truth, yet without hating those who lie. And even more honour is due to them when they foresee, as many do foresee, that in the end Ephialtes will make his appearance, that the Medes will break through after all. Today I ask that I will not be found wanting in times of need, and that I will strive to do my best each day.